Let us open this service by singing four verses of Christmas Carol number one, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. This morning we would like to consider with you the story surrounding Jesus' birth by letting the Christmas carols help in telling that story. But as we sing, remember, however appropriate, inspiring, and refreshing are the songs of our lips, still more appropriate and still more appreciated of the Lord are our heart songs. The joy and rejoicing of singing and making melody in our hearts unto the Lord. And this joy and singing in the heart, this heart thankfulness to the giver of all good, necessarily should find expression not only in our Christmas carols, but also in our acts and words of life, all of which should constitute a hymn of praise and thanksgiving continually ascending to God. Before his birth as a child to Mary, Jesus, called the Logos, or Word of God, existed. He was the first and only direct creation of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Most High God, and the Word was a mighty one. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus, here called the Word, existed and was with God long before the world or even the universe was created. From previous lessons, especially our Easter lessons, we know that it was because of the perfect man Adam's sin that the entire human race was condemned to death by God's absolute and unchangeable justice. And that, in order to pay the penalty for Adam and thus remove the condemnation on him and his family, a perfect human life had to be provided. Because no member of Adam's family was perfect, none could pay the ransom for Adam. Therefore, to save the human race, God devised a plan whereby his only begotten Son could ransom Adam and his family. But to do this, he must become a human being. So this is what the Christmas story is really all about. The providing of a perfect human to be the ransom. Our story begins with God sending the angel Gabriel to the town of Nazareth in Galilee with a message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph from the family of King David. The angel greeted Mary and said, "You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you." Mary was confused by the angel's words and wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary, "Do not be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people, and his kingdom will last forever." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I'm not married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you, so your child will be called the Holy Son of God." Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. The young woman Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, he learned that she was going to have a baby. And as Joseph was a good man, he did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone, so he decided to quietly call off the wedding. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, the baby that Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit of God. Go ahead and marry her. Then after the baby is born, name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet had said, a virgin will have a baby boy. Shortly thereafter, Joseph and Mary were married, just as the Lord's angel had told him to do. And several months after that, Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in record books. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed. So Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Now let us sing two verses of Christmas Carol number 2, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
traveled with Joseph to Bethlehem. She was near the time of having the baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in swaddling clothes and laid him on the hay in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Let us sing three verses of number 3. What child is this? That night, in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid." From the Christmas carol, The First Noel. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. The angel went on to say, "I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in swaddling clothes and laying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth, goodwill to all." Sing with me 5 verses of carol number 4, While Shepherds Watched.
Thank you.
After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby laying on a bed of hay. Now let's sing three verses from number 5, Silent Night. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything that they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said. Raise your voices as we sing three verses of number 6, O Come All Ye Faithful.
To bear.
When Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was worried. He brought together the chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" They told him, "He will be born in Bethlehem, just as the prophet wrote, 'Bethlehem in the land of Judea, you are very important among the towns of Judea. From your town will come a leader who will be like a shepherd for my people.'" Herod secretly called in the wise men and asked them when they had first seen the star. He told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, let me know. I want to go and worship him too." The wise men listened to what the king said and then left. And the star that they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him. Later, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they went back home by another road. Here, let us sing four verses of Christmas Carol number 7, "As with Gladness, Men of Old." After the wise men had gone, an angel from the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, hurry, and take the child and his mother to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is looking for the child and wants to kill him." That night, Joseph got up and took his wife and the child to Egypt, where they stayed until Herod died. So the Lord's promise thus came true, just as the prophet had said, "I called my son out of Egypt." When Herod found out that the wise men from the east had tricked him, he was very angry. He gave orders for his men to kill all the boys who lived in or near Bethlehem and were 2 years old and younger, based on what he had learned from the wise men. So again, the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet Jeremiah had said. In Ramah, a voice was heard crying and weeping loudly. Rachel was mourning for her children, and she refused to be comforted because they were dead. After King Herod died, an angel from the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph while he was still in Egypt. The angel said, "Get up and take the child and his mother back to Israel. The people who wanted to kill him are now dead. Joseph got up and left with them for Israel, being told in a dream to go to Galilee. They went to live there in the town of Nazareth, and thus again the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet had said, he will be called a Nazarene. We know very little more about Jesus' life as a child, except for a brief account of a few days when he was 12 years old, until at age 30, where he became a man under the law, he offered his life to God and was baptized at Jordan. Followed by accounts of his 3.5 years ministry and finally his death on the cross, which provided the ransom to be paid to justice for Adam and hence the entire human race to relieve them from the curse of death. The question may come to your mind, if he had to be a perfect man to provide the ransom, and he was not a man until 30 years of age, why bother with the birth as a human and his subsequent growing up to manhood? Why did not God just create him as a perfect man so he could pay the ransom price for Adam? God certainly has that capability. Well, the scriptures tell us that the ransom for Adam was necessary in order to remove the curse and thus allow Adam and his family to live. But they also show us that unless the effects of all these 6,000 plus years of sin are removed, virtually no one would be able to live up to God's perfect law. And that law requires that to live, you must be perfect and keep the law perfectly. And since there will never be another ransom, there will never be another resurrection of the dead. So anyone who dies after that, because of not keeping God's law perfectly, will be dead forever. So the answer to the question, Jesus is growing up and living in this sinful world, surrounded by sinful people, provided him experience and understanding of sin, even though he himself remained perfect. And this will help him to be sympathetic when, as part of his work, as not only the Redeemer of the human race, but also their prophet or teacher, priest and king, he will work with each one to completely remove the effects of sin and bring them back to the perfection which Adam lost for us all when he sinned. God's plan is perfect and comprehensive. And Jesus, his Son, is and has been perfectly carrying out for the blessing of all to the glory of God. Merry Christmas, and God bless you all. Let us close by singing the carol number 8, Joy to the World. And let us stand, please.